He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed on the cross, crucified for me, he died. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross, crucified for me, he died. He was nailed to the cross for me. Thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice given. Help us, Lord God, to give you the glory due your name. We're gathered by your divine decree. We thank you, Lord, for another day. Help us, Lord, to walk in your way. Oh, God, we need your help. Help me, Jesus, be faithful in all that you've committed unto me. Oh, let our ears hear. Let our hearts perceive. We would do the truth. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thou art great and greatly to be praised. High and lifted up, holy, eternal. Something wrong, immortal, invisible. The only wise God, the only potentate. And we're gathered to worship you this morning. We're weak, we're poor and needy. So we ask you to help us, Lord. Help us to perform our reasonable service. Move upon the hearts of your people, even now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, let me see. We've got okra processing going on. These are going to go into the dryer. Is that right? We're going to put them in jars. And where is Seth? Then put them into the blue room. Where is James? Oh, God, I better quit. Praise the Lord. Put them into the, we're going to store them. Hallelujah. But we'll have to follow on, you know, and do the follow-up. Many things are started, but we have to finish them. That's what the Lord is doing. He started something, so he's finishing it. He's our advocate. So everything needs an advocate, especially okra, so we can be faithful. Okra can't speak up for itself, so someone has to speak on behalf of the okra. We're all advocates of something, you know. But we work together on this, we can be faithful with it. Like they say with dried stuff, you can eat it dry or reconstitute it. So if you take these when it's 10 degrees, you won't be able to find any okra. But if you get the dried ones and you reconstitute them, put them in your gumbo or your soup or whatever, it'll be like fresh. Absolutely. Now, saying that, it's not going to stick with some. So somebody will have to remember that I said this, especially someone that have access to the okra and someone that see the menus that we plan out. Y'all see where I'm going? We can't just process the okra and leave it. God can't just, you know, say, I'm going to save you and quit. He have to never quit. He have to continue on. Else we'll never get to the end. And even though we're doing right by this, but if we don't get to the end, it won't be right. We can this stuff up and it sit out there. And when we want okra, we ask Dennis to go buy some. Then it won't be right. Now, we don't ask him to buy okra. We ask him to buy other stuff so that we won't be able to use the okra. Y'all see how that goes? So we want to be faithful. There's many ways to do wrong, but there's only one way to do right. And all the ways to do wrong, man will find them. He don't need no help, he will find the wrong way. So we endeavor to do things right because the God we serve is right. However, it is really not in us to do right. Not. The sooner we realize that, we can get along to doing right. All right? It's just not in man. There's nothing good in any man. If any man does right, it's not him. It's the grace of God working in him. Now, God's grace does work in men. Absolutely. Perfectly, because men need God's grace more than any other creature. Y'all hear me talking? So it's a good platform for God. There's a wretched man, and if he don't get some grace, he won't be saved. So here's God who have grace and abounding grace. Yeah, so isn't that a good deal? Thank you, Lord. So let me see. I've got a scripture here. Lord, did we pray? We'll continue to pray. Man ought to always pray. Not faint. My prayer is that the Lord's will be done now and always. I stand in fear. I appreciate that. I want that to always be the case. I don't want to be presumptuous. I want to always go forth in the knowledge that I'm unable without him. But I have knowledge that I'm able with him, through him. I can do all things through Christ. We can do all things through Christ. Now we have to go on with that. Y'all see where I'm going? We have to continue. Now we like to start stuff. But no good. Even faith, as wonderful as God's faith is, you know what? If we don't get to the end of it, worth nothing. All right. So let us maybe let this get down into our hearts. And we can apply it in everything. That's how the truth is. You can apply it in anything. That's when it's the truth, and that's when we're walking in the truth. When we only apply it to certain things or apply it unrighteously, it's not the truth. Now, it's easy for man to handle the truth and unrighteousness. If God don't help him, that's what he will do. He will take the truth and use it against God. If you could do that. You understand what I'm saying? He would try to dishonor God and honor himself. But anybody that know the truth know that you can't do that. But nevertheless, we're convinced to do it. Now, how do you honor God? Well, you submit to him and you obey him. Perfect obedience, right? We don't, well, let me go on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we're talking about Sister Marilyn and Brother David. Brother David's going to help Kevin today, Lord willing. Brother Kevin said he's got a spray for termites. Y'all know what they are? Destroyers. They work good around here. They eat wood. Absolutely. So we have to put up some defense against them. Otherwise, they'll destroy our dwelling places, which they have done, but we destroy them and rebuild. Okay? So we don't, as far as I'm concerned, Brother David is Marilyn's primary caregiver. Now, what we need to do is follow on with that. Just like with the okra. We can't say, well, Brother David's Marilyn's primary caregiver, so I'm going to sit down. We have to provide the support for that. That's why we live together. So he is, as far as I'm concerned. Now, in all that we do, we need to work to that end. Not to blame one another. Not there's things that he's not comfortable with. There's things you're not comfortable with. And there's things that you're not willing to do. Now, don't ask me. I mean, don't. I'm telling y'all, because I live here. There's things that we are just not willing to do, no matter how right they are. So, could we afford David the same grace? All right, then. Now, if there's, we have caregivers, we have David. We don't need them both at the same time. So, if the caretaker has something to do, they should be able to do it. They just have to coordinate, because, you know, we can't leave Marilyn alone. So if the primary caretaker is not there, or caregiver, then the other need to be there. And that can be easily coordinated. We don't have to blame and fuss and cuss. Now, you have to deal with each other as far as they're willing and as far as they're able. Every man has his proper gift of God. Some things that are easy for one man is not easy for another. And if you're unwilling, you just won't do it. You understand? There must be willingness first. So you can't make that. Only God can do that. So we have to stay in our realm. You present it to folk, and as far as they're willing, then you can work it out. As far as they're not willing, you'll have to compensate. Okay? Now listen to this. Help me, Jesus. Brother, I found one in 2 Corinthians 8. Help me to do it, Lord. Paul is encouraging folk to give. Isn't it good for us to give? Now, we say that, but we're not proficient in our follow-through. That's what makes for the holding back and the drawing back. Now, the truth of God, the wisdom of God say it's better to give than to receive. Now, we don't follow on with that. So that means we hear it, but it never gets to the doing. We want people to give to us, and we don't want to give. Now, if we really believe God, we would want to give, not expecting to receive. Well, so this is what God expects of us. So I have to put that in mind, too. You know, I'm giving now. So whether I receive or not, I must give. I must do it with that mind. I know how it is with Jesus, how it was when he was in the flesh. And certainly I can't expect it to be any different. You know, it would be nice, but I believe God. He said, if they keep my commandments, they'll keep yours. Thank you, Lord. So much of our doings is, oh, help me, Jesus. We just don't go about it in the right way. And the right way is the way of peace and truth and righteousness. There's no other way. Truth is the truth is the truth. And any lie, is not the truth. You can take the whole truth and put your lie with it. It's not the truth. The truth doesn't change. It's just that you make it so that you can't receive truth. When you put a lie in it, you can't receive truth because there's no lie in the truth. So we receive the truth about what Sharon ought to do, but the truth about what I ought to do, we don't too much give heed to. Now, Sharon ought to show up on time. Sharon should show up for the common task or the common projects. But see, I shouldn't. Now, see what we're doing now. Listen to what I'm saying. What we're holding to one truth and not the other.
Amen.
We don't have the truth.
Amen.
It'll show up in everything we do.
God.
It'll show up at the judgment day.
Jesus.
If you don't find some grace, we can't just hold. Well, I receive this, but I don't receive that.
Right.
Huh? What we like to say? Well, it really don't matter if I receive the truth about showing up for the common for the project. And that's what you say. If you don't show up, that's what you say. And then you want to hear all the other truth that I'm going to tell you this morning. You know what? You won't hear it. You know, to this point, you haven't heard it. Am I playing?
Yes.
You might as well leave because you're not going to hear me. But I'm not surprised. Jesus said, well, they don't hear me. But he still sent the prophet. So here I am. Though some believe not. And some think they believe, just because they're
Amen.
Here. They offer what they want to offer. And that's unrighteous in itself. God doesn't ever accept anything that you want to offer. If you desire to offer what he requires, that he will accept. Now, that's just plain and simple. What does he require of me? Well, on Wednesday, he will cry for you, get your share. Well, you don't want to do that? Well, you just don't want to please God. It's so difficult, isn't it? Isn't it difficult for us to come up here and help do the okra? It must be we don't show up. I'm talking to the ones that don't show up. So you might as well leave. I mean, what you want to say is, I want to hear some good preaching. But then you throw it all away. How do you know? Because you don't show up. This is a simple commandment. Yeah. You can't do that, and you're going to do great exploits for God? You are a liar. See how you're deceived already? Huh? Y'all think I'm going to preach differently? Oh, that don't matter. Let me tell you how much God loves us. Well, this is God's love. But you see what we do with God's love. Huh? Y'all know that open rebuke is better than secret love? Well, how do you receive it? Well, we'll wait till next Wednesday and I still won't show up. That's what I know. You know, because you're not hearing me. See, we're going around in a circle. If, come on. Yeah, you think you're spiritual, don't you? Huh? Absolutely, you must. So we have to follow through. Now, don't say, well, Pastor Rice won't me to take care of Marilyn and want David to go free. Listen to this. Hallelujah. Praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. Oh, help me, Jesus. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God, insomuch that we desire Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness. Not frowardness, but forwardness. That's eagerness. Yeah, let me do it. Of others to prove the sincerity of your love. Prove. Now, God proves the sincerity of his love. He proves his love. Jesus Christ is the proof of God's love. Well, we must have some proof of our love to God. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. All right. Hallelujah, and herein I give my advice. For this is expedient for you who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be 40 years ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so may be a performance also of that which you have. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, not according to that he hath not. So what God is dealing with you about is what you have, not about what you have not. All right? For I mean that not that other men be eased, that's the one I'm going for, and that you be burdened, and that's the deal of a body, so that, you know, not one member is over, but that we all share the load equally. But by an equality, not that one be eased and the other burdened. Not that three come up here and process okra and four stayed back there and won't do it. See? But for an equality. Now, this is just for righteousness' sake. Me and Terry could do it. Y'all understand that? Yeah. But this is so that you can be partakers of this grace. And that's what Paul is talking about. Partakers of the grace of actually giving sacrificiously. You know how God was rich? But he became poor. That's so that we could be rich. This is Christ. Now, we can act as spiritual as we want to, but when help is needed, we pull back. That's antichrist and ungodly. Now, if you don't, you might as well leave. I'm always going to talk like this. If you think I'm going to pat you on the back when I show up, huh? I do show up, and you don't show up when I say you should show up. See? And then you stay here and listen to me, and I tell you, it would be more righteous for some of you to get you out and leave, because you're mocking me when I tell you what, and you constantly refuse. Not that you're unable, you're damn unwilling. And it's for righteousness. Like I say, Terry and I could do it. It's not that we need to help physically. Terry, you, yes, we could. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Me and Rose could do it. Yeah. Absolutely. God could do it. He don't need you, you know. but what he wants to do is make us partakers. And what we want to do is be partakers of whatever we want and what we don't want. That's how we do the truth. That's why we're still in damn darkness. You understand? And we think that I could take a little truth, and then I'm in the light. You are not in the light. Anytime you discard any truth, and it's always about you, then you walk in darkness. The only truth about me is the truth to me. The truth about you is the truth. Everybody understand? Well, all right. Now, again, you all think that I need you here so we can get it done. Absolutely not. We need it here for your righteousness sake. Your righteousness. Now, y'all want me to preach righteousness? This is what I'm doing. Now, you're going to throw this away and receive everything else? Then you don't receive everything else, because the truth is not like that. If you get the truth, you get everything that go with it. And we're deceived to think that we can pick and choose. That's always deception. Always. That's always deception. There's no way you can come to the knowledge of the truth when you throw it away. God would be a fool, wouldn't he? Well, he's wiser than you think. And you're more foolish than you think, than you're willing to admit. Now, I talk like this all the time. Guess what? Yeah. Hey, guess what? That's my point in case. That's what I'm saying. And they won't ever hear me unless they receive the truth. Actually receive a love of the truth. The love of the truth. The love, not a love for your flesh. The men love themselves. No. If you're going to get to the truth, you have to love it. Otherwise, you'll have a delusion. You know, pre-trib delusion. Pre-trib, I can do what I want to do and still be right. Doesn't matter if, the authority called for us at a certain time. I can show up if I want. Well, not in righteousness. That's what I'm saying. Amen. And understand, we really don't need you. Right. You need to do it. Yeah, Lord. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Yes. You need to do it. We don't need you to do it. You see, we get it done. Amen. You need to do it for righteousness' sake. This will help you. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank you, Lord. I mean not that other men be eased and ye be burdened, but by inequality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality. As it is written, he that had gathered much had nothing over. It's still that way. You understand? God's going to make sure that it's measured out equally. No matter if you hold back, no matter if you gourd or hoard, the righteous God is going to make sure that everybody has what they need. Now, see, this is the truth. Well, why would I hoard then? We don't believe the truth. Now, we're talking about the manna that came down from heaven. Huh? What a miracle, huh? You know how they did the miracle? Huh? They despised God. In fact, they said, we don't really appreciate this. They said, we hate it. Bread from heaven. Y'all getting bread from heaven now. Oh, but I love it. Not when you don't do what I'm saying. You don't love the truth when I tell you, flat-footed, looking you in the eye, and you do opposite. That means you don't love the truth. Wednesday morning, get here. Now, if you don't love that, you don't love the truth. Oh, Jesus died for my sin. Yes, on Wednesday morning, yes. Get here. Amen. If you don't receive one, you don't receive the other. Amen. Well, Pastor Rice, let's put it, no. Well, believe what you want to believe. All right? What happened when they despised Moses' law? Well, I see. Why is that written? Huh? So that the believers can believe it and the fools won't. Now, what are you? So they were told how much to gather. Y'all can read it in the book. And they just didn't do that. They were told when to gather it. They were told when not to gather it. Some were just contrary, like today. We say when to come early to the dining hall. Uh-huh. Don't we? Praise the Lord. But some just don't listen. As you go out and get just enough for your dwelling. Some went out and got too much. Some didn't get enough. But they did got too much. Huh? They didn't have any left over. And that those that didn't get enough, they had no like. He said, now you store this stuff up on the sixth day. There's none coming down on the Sabbath day. And God's Sabbath day is the Sabbath day. So some men just refuse it. It's the same way. Y'all think there's a difference in knowing that the seventh is God's Sabbath than to come up here on Wednesday morning? Y'all think there's a difference in those two truths? If you don't come, at least you ought to say, this is unrighteous. I'm walking contrary. Then it'd be okay. But if you show up like, well, I've done right, then it's not right. If you stand up and say, Pastor Rice, you're talking right now. You're talking to me. Then that's right. But if you act like it's right, it's wrong. Amen. This is with anything.
Thank you, Lord.
And what I see is some think it's wrong for us to require them to come up here early on Wednesday and do things we all do for the benefit of all.
Right.
Or we do other things. Well, that's fine. We do other things too. And if I show up, then I expect for you to show up.
Yes, Lord.
Again, not for my good.
Right.
No. This is for you. Y'all want me to preach righteousness to y'all?
Yes.
This is how I do it.
Yes.
I get it from God.
Thank
you can
God.
Keep refusing it
Amen.
All that you want to.
Amen.
God is long-suffering. I know that he is. And this helps me to understand God's long-suffering. Absolutely. So I suffer long with y'all. That's because he suffered long with me. When I look back and see how contrary I was after knowing who he was, he was long-suffering. He's still long-suffering with me. But I understand better now how long-suffering he is because I suffer long with y'all. Absolutely. And, of course, under another system, we wouldn't do it this way. We'd just eliminate you. We'd find somebody that would do it. But we suffer long. Because God suffered long. Brother Paul said, I'm a pattern of God's long suffering. The way I've done and how God, he said, I this is a pattern of how long suffering God is. I did everything contrary. I persecuted the church. I did things to harm them. He said, but God had mercy on me. He said, this is how long suffering God is. So even though I tell you these things where you missed the mark, he's still long-suffering.
Amen.
You see God's long-suffering. Oh, but come on, he's righteous too. Let's balance it out. God is righteous. And if you get in, you will have to, meet the standard. Absolutely. We can't go in like this. There's no way. We're unacceptable before God because we still have our own will. That means we have our own life. And what we say is, well, we can't lay it down. Then we call God a liar. If we don't lay it down, we don't get his. Well, they don't abide together. God is saving us, so he tells us to lay our lives down. We think God saving us is letting us do what we want to. That's not salvation. That's not even God's grace. That's what the heathen has. They do what they want to do. They do it how they want to do it. That's not grace. Now, you all that are spiritual think it's grace that you do what's contrary to the authority. That's not grace. Huh? You ought to look me in the eye. You ought to repent. Only God can do it. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. Be not weary in well doing. Amen, amen. I'm learning about that. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm not going to back down, not going to take back. I believe that this is God's will for me. This is what he called me. I can't do it unless he helped me. Praise the Lord. And I do believe that his word will not return void. Whatever he intends for it to do or accomplish, that's what will happen. For many, God's word won't do anything but, send them to hell because they won't believe it. It's the same. If we don't believe, we are condemned. I don't care who we are. This is God's righteousness. And God's given us faith. We do not esteem this faith as we should. If we did, we would earnestly contend for it. We would fear lest we depart from it. Knowing that it is written, some shall depart from the faith. Huh? How is that? They give heed to seducing spirits. They speak contrary to what the preacher says. See? Now this is the Spirit of God. You're going to speak contrary to that, then you're going to turn away from the faith. You're going to be moved away from the faith. You're going to fall from your own steadfast. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Vengeance, righteousness, judgment, mercy, in defense of the gospel, jealous for God. Thank you, Lord. Paul said, I'm jealous for God. I stand in defense of the gospel. Hallelujah. The righteous gospel. It all goes together. Huh? People like the scripture, and rightfully so, but they receive it, use it, talk about it in unrighteousness. About the Holy Ghost will lead you into all truth. Now, I just expounded about that. Anytime you reject any truth, then you can't be led into all truth. Everybody understand? When you reject the truth about anything, isn't it simple? One, two, three? Then how can you be led into all the truth? You reject the truth about what you should do, about me telling you to be here. Then what about the other truth? What will God do about that? Y'all that are spiritual, y'all tell me. And you do tell me by what you do. But God is still truth. You understand? You are not going to fool. Loving the truth is loving the truth. Loving yourself is loving yourself. You love the truth, you do what God tells you. You love yourself, you do what you want to do. And there's no, I'm going to preach you like that all the time. Again now, we can do it without you. Absolutely. God can do it without us. It's God's mercy and his love that includes us. And you would think if a holy, almighty God would include us in his glory and all of his attributes, that we would run for it. But because we don't show you how wretched we are, you should just admit that. Of course you are. Whether you say it or not, that means we need God's mercy. We need grace. And the Bible tells us what to do about that. He said, therefore, let us come boldly before the throne of grace. This is how you obtain mercy. We want mercy, but we want to get it our way. You know, you need mercy, and you do. You come boldly before the throne of grace. That way you'll obtain mercy. You'll find grace to help you in the time of need. I've seen us get excited and animated, and our voices raise up, and, you know, all kind of things. I don't see it in the prayer house. Amen. And what that tells me is you think you shouldn't do it in the prayer. That's a damn lie. I'll always say. And you all can leave. It don't make me any. You can leave right now. You mean you ought to get all excited and your eyes get big and your voice get loud because the biscuits aren't cooked the way you ought to, and then you get down there and you're a damn wretched sinner and you won't say, Lord, help me. No, we think we shouldn't do it like that. See, we won't receive the truth. Y'all hear me talking?
Yes, Lord.
When you reject any of the truth, you get in the darkness.
Yes,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a deception, delusion. Yes, it is.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the
Holy Name.
We don't have to. No, you don't. You have grace to.
Amen. Yes.
We have grace to suffer long. What a beautiful prayer. What a beautiful confession. I want to hear it again and again. Hallelujah. Wasn't it beautiful? But it worked good for him. Everybody understand? He said the Lord told him he got work for him. Huh? Let him defraud and be defrauded. How about that? Now some of us, we won't admit that we defraud our neighbor. Come on. And when I have to come up here early, well, when I, by grace, get to come up here early, and you don't come and help, Huh? You defraud us.
Yes,
but see, our grace is to suffer ourselves to be defrauded. See? I am suffering, but I'm telling you the truth, though.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
But yeah, we suffer ourselves to be defrauded.
Yes.
Here we all say we are helpers one of another, and we love each other, and we lay down our lives for the brother, and we won't even come up here early on. What kind of foolishness is that? If I don't believe you, God don't believe you.
Right.
He's a righteous judge. If you can't get it past me, you certainly can't get it past God. Hey. Hallelujah. Now again, this is for right. I stand in defense of the gospel. I'm following after righteous. I'm not looking for more help except that it's right. Everybody understand? I'm following after righteous. I'm not in defense of myself. I stand in defense of the gospel. I'm jealous for God, who's righteous, who sent me forth, who I want to be faithful to. I want to be faithful to God. It's required of me. It's required of you to be faithful.
Hallelujah.
Because he's faithful.
Amen.
I mean, if we can't understand and operate in this simple, what we have here, now I need grace for this. You need grace to receive it. God's grace is sufficient. See? Hallelujah. Now, I know what you would say.
Thank you,
Lord. Yeah. If Brother Stair was here, we'd do better. Well, you came too late to tell me. Y'all understand, I've been here in 1996. I started with this ministry. So you lying to me. That's what they like to say, though. You know that they, in one way or another, that's what they say. They lie. You can listen to Brother Stair preaching and know they lie. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's still the truth that he preached. Y'all understand that? You know it's still about you?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That's how delusion it is.
Amen.
It's got nothing to stand on.
Thank you, Lord.
That's how lies are.
Amen.
Now, but people believe them more easily than the truth.
Right.
That show you how wretched man is.
Amen.
And how much he needs God. See how I'm preaching now?
Yes.
God is helping me. You know, some are not believing.
Right. Yes.
That's how wretched
that's
you are.
Right.
Just understand that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't call me mean. Just
Amen.
Say, my,
Lord,
how wretched
Lord.
I am.
Amen.
Isn't that how Paul talked?
Yes.
We're not like Paul, are we?
You
got
Lord.
That right.
You,
Lord, help us, though.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
You,
so, yeah, it's grievous to preach and be despised and refused, but you know that's what God has given me. Hallelujah. So I can suffer myself to be defrauded, suffer along with y'all. That is what God called me for. Well, that's what he called you for. Now you hearing the truth is not suffering along with me. No, that's God suffering along with you. Yeah. That's God suffering along with you. Yeah. Now, we like to think us listening to the preaching and the reproof. Or with, no, that's God suffering along with you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, dear Lord. Praise the Lord.
Brother Gino, what you doing, man? Hallelujah. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, bless your name. It makes for contention, strife, confusion. Yes, it does.
Amen.
When we're really not following after righteousness.
Amen.
In everything, concerning everything, there's righteousness.
Amen.
And God has given us grace to get to it.
Yes,
but we don't want it. You know, we want what we want. And our ways are not his ways.
Amen.
His thoughts are not our thoughts.
Amen.
See? We hear that, but we don't receive it because we don't receive the truth.
Thank
that you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
If we would receive the truth, just for an example,
right,
about coming up here, then we could receive that.
Yes.
But I know that nobody here believes that probably. They say, well, no, Pastor Rice. As long as I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord,
right,
that's true. But we don't know what that means, see?
Right.
It's like salvation. We don't know what that means. We think it means, well, I do what I want to do. That's not salvation.
Amen.
Salvation means no longer you.
Amen. Amen.
That's what it means. So men by nature don't want to be saved.
Right.
Absolutely not.
Amen.
But there's a great and mighty God who's able to do it. Huh?
Yes,
Jesus. Yeah, God get done with you, you'll say, y'all stay home. Let me come up there and do that stuff. Yeah, God's able to do it. I know he is. Hallelujah. All right. So are we clear on David being Maryland's primary caretaker? Huh? Always was, always will be. We're just helpers. All right. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's get to the end of it. Not just say it and then do otherwise. Like we do about God's righteousness. Yeah, God is right. And then when he makes judgment by authority, we refuse it. Well, he is right. Just understand that. Just understand that. What we think is when God's vengeance is for everybody but me. Huh? God's punishment, yeah, his is for everybody but me. All he's going to do is pat me on the back. Oh, good job. See? And we don't say that. That's how we operate. That's the spirit that we walk in. He's the God of vengeance. Yeah, he's also a God of peace. Now, how can that be? He's righteous. He's holy. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So it shows up whether we're following after righteousness or seeking our own. It's not hard to detect. No. Your neighbor detects. Of course, they may be doing the same thing. Hallelujah, but maybe you can detect it. See what I'm saying? But likewise, when people are following after righteousness, that can be detected too.
Huh?
But since they're not following after righteousness, they will say, Pastor Rice is not following after righteousness. He's just trying to shame me. Well, I am. I don't do too well with it, though. Yeah, I am. Praise the Lord. I am. I am. Praise the Lord. In faithfulness,
yes, thank you,
Lord. Love mercy,
yes.
Do justly,
yes.
Walk humbly with thy God.
Yes.
That's what God told us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, you would think in righteousness, the murmurers and complainers would always do right. in righteousness, if I'm going to murmur and complain about everybody doing wrong, surely I'm going to do right, huh? See that? We're wrong from the start. Yeah, we can't ever get to righteousness from there except we say this is wrong.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, it can't be me then. Well, I know what. Well. If it's God, then it's certainly we're going to obey, right?
Yes.
Well, I see. We painted in the corner again.
Yes.
See how the truth is?
Yes.
See how the truth is?
Yes.
Huh?
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
yes.
Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory. Jesus.
Yeah, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The Spirit of truth.
Yes.
Will lead us,
yes.
Guide us,
yes.
Into all truth.
Thank you, Lord.
That's lead and guide.
Woo!
As long as you follow. Any deviation is a departure.
Amen.
Now what we like to say, well, I can learn from the Holy Ghost all the truth about all the mysteries of God, and we can't understand
thank
that
you,
to obey them that have the rule over us is right. We'll never get to the truth.
Amen.
We'll never get to the truth.
Amen.
I'm telling y'all the truth.
Yes, you are. I have
If we're searching out the scriptures so we can find out how to pull one over on somebody, we'll never get to the truth.
Huh?
How to disregard what Pastor Rice say when I don't like it and still be justified. Huh? You won't find it in the truth. Y'all hear me talking?
Yes, thank
you. Now, God's purpose is to justify us. We'll have to believe it. Why? Because it's by faith that we're justified. I see. What is faith? That's believing God. About what? About redemption, sanctification, about receiving the Holy Ghost, or about showing up here on Wednesday. See? What? Well, I want the truth about everything except showing up here on Wednesday. Then you walk in darkness. Then you walk in darkness. Now, God has got the light, but you won't walk in it because you're deceived. You think that, this truth I'll take, that truth I won't take. Well, I'll just sift through it and see what Pastor Rice is saying that I should hear, and what I shouldn't hear, I won't hear. Well, you won't hear anything. You won't hear no truth. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. So people loving the truth, that's the operation of God. Man by nature hate the truth, hates God, hates righteousness. Yeah. The operation of God is that we hate evil and arrogancy. Pride in the evil way. Now, what we do, we hate evil in the other person. But when I don't show up on Wednesday when I should, I don't hate that. Well, is that right? Somebody ought to stand up and say, no, that ain't right. Whether you say it or not, that's not right. Now, simply, I'm trying to show you how wretched, how wicked that is. Really? Now, again, we don't need you here. You need to do it for righteousness' sake. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Bless your name. Psalms 96. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindred of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Now understand, saints, that means you agree with God concerning this. You can't give him glory because the glory is his.
That's right.
When it say give him glory, it say you agree.
Agree with him.
Yes, that's Lord. What it means.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to take God's glory.
Amen.
He won't let you do it.
Amen.
You're not going to take his greatness.
Hallelujah.
You won't take anything from God.
Amen.
You can receive something from God. You can receive everything from God. You can take nothing away from him. When you operate in your own will, you're trying to take from God. When you walk in obedience, you receive from God. Now, we should be spiritual enough to understand that, huh? Huh? Well, we're spiritual, but not spiritual enough to get ourselves up here on Wednesday. And then we think there's some difference. There is no difference. That's carnality and foolishness. Huh? Y'all remember the account of the leper come from Syria? He came to be healed. Huh? He had enough faith to believe that old prophet could heal him. He just didn't like the way he went about it. He said, now, he sent out a messenger. You know, he didn't even come out. Now, you know, normally there's protocol. Praise God. If Russia send their general, then we send our general to meet him. Is that not right? That's protocol. We send one of equal rank and importance. Well, that's not what the prophet did. He sent a servant out there. Well, that's what God still does. He sent his servant out. Right? Yes, that's how he still does it. Yes, yes, yes. And he told him what to do. This is with receiving anything from God. He will tell you a word of faith. Jordan River? Man, if I'm going to dip in a river, I'd go back to where I came from. We got plenty. Well, it didn't make him whole there. He was over there with those rivers. It's not the river. It's the word of God. See? It's the word of God. Y'all know I'm speaking the word of God? Well, I suppose I'll see you here on Wednesday. Huh? Maybe I'll hear you repent and say, my God, Pastor Rice, I never, you know, thought about it like this. Maybe you won't. But This is, I'm paraphrasing. He said, man, I don't think this is a good deal. He was upset. There was a little wise man with him. He said, Master, come on here. If he had told you to do some great and mighty thing, some great thing, see, that's where we are. Then would you not have done? Oh, yeah. But just to obey, I won't do that. Tell me to cook up a big meal, especially the way I like to do it. Oh, I'm delighted to do that. But don't tell me to show up early. I won't do that. See? Boy, I'm preaching good. Now, not me, but the Holy Ghost. See? Y'all don't have to get excited. Praise the Lord. This is God coming to visit us like he always does. Our response is usually not good. Usually not good. So he said, what have I got to lose? He went down to the old muddy Jordan, dipped in there 7 times. Hallelujah. Came out, his flesh was like a bear. Glory, glory. Now, what do we receive from that? See, you can get this truth from anywhere, but we just don't apply it like we should. That's because our way is in it. Huh? Our seeking our own in it, not the righteousness of God. You understand? If we're seeking after righteousness, yeah, we will find it. We'll get the joy and the peace that goes with it. Huh? Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm sure. Hallelujah. Cook that brisket. Yeah. Get up here on Wednesday.
Amen.
Well, we don't care. We don't cook the brisket to please God. We cook it to please ourselves. Well, then we have our reward. I stay home to please. Well, you have your, you understand. The hypocrite has, you won't get any other. No, if you please yourself, that's your reward. Hallelujah. And if you please God, your reward is immeasurable. Huh? It's enduring. Huh? Hallelujah. Now, we say we believe this and we keep seeking our own. Why don't we just fall on our face and say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. I mean, like we mean it. Like we mean it. I mean, come on, saint. How can we go to the prayer house and be so nonchalant? Be so quiet and at ease? How can we do that? Well, Pastor Rice, I just don't believe it takes all that. Absolutely. 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 Praise the Lord Jesus. I know if God sent y'all some prestigious fellow, y'all listen to him, wouldn't you? Absolutely. somebody we could look up to? Praise God. Somebody we could emulate? We see, yeah. Surely we would, huh? You know what his name is? Jesus Christ. We are liars, man. Yes, we are. You say you know him? You know the man? Or oh, emulate him. Come on. Follow after him. Yeah. Humble yourself like he did. Yeah. Become obedient like he did. Come on. Now, please understand, some of the looks and reaction, they're just blasphemy.
Amen.
This is an operation of God. You should receive it as such. And you do it over and over again. God can deliver you once you acknowledge it's wrong. You keep thinking it's right for you to come up, make faces, and look around at other people. You need to look at me and look to the heel.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's good, Gina. She got a good face. She always does. Praise the Lord. That's the grace of God. Hallelujah. Some got their head down. Don't do that. Lift up your head. O ye gates, be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Praise the Lord.
Mighty in battle.
Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I do know how it is to seek your own. Y'all know that I know that? I know how it is to seek after God and his righteousness. And this is far better. I've tried them both. Hallelujah. I've tried them both. And God's way is infinitely better, more rewarding. There's more freedom in it, more liberty in it. Yes. It's the path to the truth. Everybody understand? Now, please, this is a simple truth that will help you. You can't reject any of God's truth and walk in the light. That is just not possible. That's just not possible. That doesn't necessarily mean that we have an understanding in our head. We understand through faith. Praise the Lord. We're never going to understand it according to our own understanding. That's not how we understand God. We understand through faith. Hallelujah. And following after righteousness consistently says, you're right, God. Huh? And I'm blessed to follow after you. And doing otherwise says the opposite. Say, well, God, you know, you think you're somebody, but I'm going to try it this way. Well, that's not the way I say. I know. That's how the seducing spirits tell you. They say, well, you know, just say you believe in Jesus Christ and you made a decision, then go ahead and seek your own. Y'all don't know that? Oh, we should be far above that. We're not Baptists, are we? Huh? If we're anything but Christ, we're in trouble.
Amen.
I mean, actually identify like that.
Amen.
And if somebody disdain your God, you can get upset.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, usually folk are upset when you talk about them.
Right.
I don't care about you talking about me.
Amen.
Absolutely not. Somebody was saying to me today, you know they were saying this about you. I said, I don't want to hear that. that won't help me at all. I have enough to deal with. I don't want to hear what y'all say about me. Huh? The Holy Ghost tell me I'll have to hear it though, but what can I say? Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost told old Ezekiel, he said, man, them folks still talking about you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He said, you know what they say?
Uh-huh.
Y'all want to hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Pastor, right? Tell us the truth. Okay.
Uh-huh.
He said, they're saying, let's go and say, hey, man of God, let's hear what the word of the Lord is. Yeah, we want to hear what the word of the Lord is. Preach, brother.
Yeah.
Now, you tell us, we're going to hear it, but we're not going to do it.
Amen.
This is what God told the prophet
right.
That the people were saying.
Amen.
He also told the prophet what the people were doing.
Right.
Yeah, he did. He said, look through that wall there. See?
Right.
See him?
See?
He said, there's a bunch of prophesied lies in my name. They say I sent them and I didn't send them.
Amen.
I see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory. Well, the Holy Ghost will tell you when you love the truth.
Amen.
Y'all understand? We tie God's hands. Absolutely. We'll not be led into the truth rejecting truth. That's just not possible. No. We'll have to receive the truth to go on.
Amen.
Hmm? Really? Hallelujah. And if our concern is for God, not a problem. But if our concern is about our flesh and our image and what we lack, we'll never get to the truth.
Amen.
No matter how much we learn.
Oh, praise the Lord.
You know that scripture like that?
Yes.
We learn and learn and learn.
Yes.
Never come into the knowledge. No, that's about us.
Yes.
We do know the truth.
Yes, Lord.
And the truth is, If we reject the truth, we don't have the truth.
Amen.
The truth is for us to walk
yes,
in. To love the truth. Love the, we're well able. Not in your own power.
Right.
You believe in God will be sufficient. Not saying you believe,
Amen.
But you, when you really believe God,
yes.
it gets done.
Yes.
But we like to take the reins and guide everything. Don't know where we're going. Don't know what to do. Our wisdom would be say, Lord, I don't know where
That's
to go.
Right.
I don't know
Amen.
What to do. Here, take these.
Amen.
Take my will.
Woo,
take my life.
Yes, Lord.
That in wisdom, we do that.
Amen.
You tell me when to show up at the dining hall.
Lord.
You tell me when to go pray.
Yes.
You tell me how to pray.
Woo.
See? No, we don't let nobody
yes,
tell us
Lord.
How to pray.
Yes.
Y'all know that?
Yes.
The Almighty God,
Amen.
We won't let him tell us how to pray.
You,
y'all know that?
Huh?
Y'all know that? Hey, y'all hear me?
Jesus.
Concerning how we should pray, we reject
Lord.
That.
You,
yes, we do.
Yes,
how to shell the peas, we'll receive that. Maybe, if it's the way I like.
Yes,
Bro David, you going to tell him go to sleep on me, brother?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Now, if you stay up all night, that might happen. We have to get our schedule with God's schedule. Huh? So we'll be in the dining hall when he's in the dining hall, ready to receive. Hallelujah. Oh, I see. I think he'll show up in the dining hall at 9 o'clock. Well, for those that obey, yes. For those that don't obey, he won't show up for you. It's evident. Now, he's long-suffering.
Yes.
You understand that.
Yes.
If it wasn't for his long-suffering, we
Amen.
Couldn't be saved.
Glory.
But you understand that it is his long-suffering.
Yes.
We must account that it is his
yes.
long-suffering.
Glory.
So we must
yes.
say, this is wrong that I'm doing. I'm actually walking contrary.
Yep.
We must say this is God's long-suffering.
Yes.
Not Pastor Rice. He's beating it too hard. He's hammering too hard. No, say this is God's long-suffering. And I count God's long suffering as my salvation. That's the truth.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Otherwise, I'll be preaching too hard and be too critical.
Hallelujah.
Y'all know it.
Praise the Lord.
Is that possible? I don't know.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going on in Jesus' name. Paul said, I'm jealous for God.
Yes.
David, brother, he was really riled up
yes.
when that big Philistine defied.
Amen.
It wasn't about him.
No,
no he said, he's defying the,
yes.
the armies of the God.
Amen.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
David, he was provoked.
Yes.
He said, I don't care. Hey, he said, I don't care how big he is. And no, he talking against my God. I don't care about all that big talk. He talking about my God. That's what motivated that. Yeah. And we see the other side of that too. Now they were all God's people, but that wasn't all their response. Huh? They were fearful. Because they were looking at themselves. David, man after God's heart, said, he's talking about my God. This is the spirit and mindset we need to get in. The battle is the Lord. Hallelujah. So understand, we're fighting his battle. And he tells us what to do and where to go and how to do it. When we do what we want to, we're not fighting his battle. It's our own battle. There's no victory in that. The victory is in the battle that God won. He wrought it and he gave it to you. He said, now here, go do this. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. I think I've got it here. I got to finish up here. The Philistine said, I defy the armies of God. I defy the armies of Israel this day. The devil does it every day. Hallelujah. Send me a man.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. And the ones that stand in defense of the gospel and jealous for God, they go forth.
Right.
Absolutely. Y'all see I'm going forth?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Whatever is against me, my confidence is in God. And he's right. Whatever he does with me, I think I'm safe in obeying him. Ever how it turns out. I'm not going to try to direct it and make sure it comes out my way. Ain't no... Huh?
Amen.
No safety in that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Now, we like to think if we knew, we still couldn't perform it. No matter what you know. This is the truth.
Amen.
That's why people never come into the knowledge of the truth.
Right.
They get a little bit and they say, well, I'm going to use this for my advantage.
Right. Beautiful.
That never works.
Amen.
As much as you try.
I know nothing
about the truth. The truth is for your advantage.
Amen. Yes.
When you obey it. You understand? Well, when you don't obey it, it's not advantageous. I don't care who you are, how many times you take a shower, no wrinkles in your clothes, that hair in place.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
The truth isn't something that we manipulate. That's what men like to do. Yeah. We're going to work this out so I still get to do what I want to do. Well, that's not the truth. No matter where you put it. That's just not the... When you find yourself doing what you want to do, you'll know that you're not in the truth. Just understand that. And of course, you'll see a man that's submitted to God, and you'll think that he's doing what he want to do. What he is pleased to do what God would have him to do. There's a difference. Yeah, I can have joy because I don't have anything to do but what God wants me to do. See what I'm saying? I don't care what don't get. I want to get done what God wants me to do.
Amen.
When we are driving the train, we've got things that have to be done.
Ooh, Jesus, thank you, Lord.
And the things God wants us to do,
thank
we
you, Lord.
Just don't
Amen.
Have time to do them.
Thank
It'll always be that way.
Yeah, Jesus.
Huh? When you set out to seek your own, you'll never have time to do what God wants you to do.
Amen.
And when you give yourself to God to do what he wants you to do, you'll have time for what you need to do. I found it to be true.
Yes.
Y'all going to believe my testimony?
Yes.
Does it work with you?
Amen.
Now, fear God, keep his commandment.
Yes.
That's what we have to do.
Yes.
It's full-time job.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And David left his... Well, let me read it like this. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid from the top to the bottom.
Right.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
These are God's people.
Yes. Right.
But there's always a remnant.
Yes.
There's always somebody somewhere that God has reserved that's going to stand up and go forth to the battle. Always, every time. Of course, they didn't think much of David. They didn't call him to the battle. Hallelujah. So Dad sent him down to see how they were doing. David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army, came and saluted his brother. Hey, Abinadab. Hey, how y'all doing? As he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion of the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. David heard them. All the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. That wasn't enough for them. That was not enough incentive. Y'all understand that? Of course, that incentive didn't entice David at all. It wasn't about it. No. David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine? And take away the reproach from Israel.
Amen. Yes.
For who is this uncircumcised Philistine
Amen.
That he should defy the armies
Amen.
Of the living God?
Amen.
That was David's heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't you know we're in the Lord's army? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. None can stand against. Absolutely not. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindred of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, David, by the help of the Lord, took care of the giant. Of course, they all received the benefit, you know. Absolutely. Like when we process the okra, we all receive the benefit. You understand. Yes, we do. Rightfully so. Thank you, Lord. Like when they went over the they went over the River Jordan. Thank you, Lord. When they were pursuing the who were they pursuing after the Ziklag fire? Amalekites. And they were pursuing some God weary, and they had to stay by the way. They had to guard the stuff. And they went over and conquered and got the spoil. And so the wicked, evil men of Belial said, we shouldn't give them none. But the righteous of God said, why not? They are much as part of us as anybody. So they divided the spoils equally with them. All right? Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. David said, this uncircumcised Philistine, who is he that he should defy the armies of the living God? Hezekiah prayed before the Lord. He said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubim. I like the way he does. Thou art the God, thou art the God, even thou alone. All of the kingdoms of the earth thou hast made. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Lord, open thine eyes and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent him to reproach the living God. Hallelujah. You know, when someone reproaches the living God, God takes care of him. Absolutely. And of course, Hezekiah admitted that, you know, he's telling the truth. All them other gods he conquered, because they were no gods. And what they would do, they would go against the nation. They conquer them, and they take the image of their God, and they take it for a spoil. Isn't that something? Some God, huh? And then he'd mock them. He said, man, I took your God. Yeah, but then they came up against the God with that same God. Hey, come on. Hallelujah. Of a truth, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods, little gods, little g, into the fire. For they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone, therefore they have destroyed them. You know, work of our hands, that's our God. Yes. You know, what we esteem, that what we want to do, that is our God. Yes, it is. Oh, thank you, Lord. But God answered in this manner. You know, he said, go tell that rascal, I know thy abode, thy going out and thy coming in, and I know your rage against me. Because thy rage against me and thy tumult is come up into mine ears, therefore I will put my hook in your nose. Huh? I will put my hook in thy nose and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way that you came.
Amen.
That's what God said, you go tell that booger. Hallelujah. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, the same way he shall return. He shall not come into this city, for I will defend this city to save it. For mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake. And it came to pass that night, that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And they arose in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Hallelujah. They didn't fire one shot.
Right. Mighty God.
Huh? They just called on their God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's all we need to do. You know, the adversary coming up against us, but really, he's against our God.
Right, absolutely.
Amen. We need to stand in defense of him. Walk in the victory that he's wrought for. If we're going to make it our battle, then we're not fighting the Lord's battle. You know, when it's our battle, we care what people say about us. When it's his battle, we care about righteousness. See? That's righteous. Our righteousness is not his righteousness. Yeah, our righteousness is filthy. All of our righteousness. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed, went and returned, and dwelt in Nineveh. And it came to pass. Of course, he had a god too. His name was Nisroch. So he was in the house of his god Nisroch. And someone came in and slew him. So some god he had too, huh? All right. There are no gods. There's only one God. He's the true and the living God. We are his people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we fight the Lord's battle. Thank you, Lord. Everybody doing okay? So give unto the Lord. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice. And as in my meditations, I was considering, I didn't look it up, how many times rejoice is in the book.
Yes. Glory.
Consider it.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody punch it up, see.
Hallelujah.
Can we find out how many times in the book?
Thank you, Jesus.
More than we can shake a stick at. Yet seem like we are reluctant. I mean, how many times rejoice?
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Glory.
Listen to it. Hallelujah.
192 times.
Thank you, Lord. Well, yeah, 240. Well, many times, because I read the book. I don't know by number, but many times.
Amen.
You can hardly find the scripture, and there's not a command to rejoice.
Hallelujah.
When?
Always.
In who? In the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. They're going to play taps for us today. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This is a prepaid debit call from...
Thank you, Lord. We'll hear from one of the prisoners. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How are you doing?
Praise the Lord. I'm doing okay. I needed to call you to let you know. I don't know why I'm so slow at times. But I should have told you, we here at this institution where I am offered some of us two packages a quarter. Some are offered three, some are offered four. Okay. So I'm offered two a quarter. Four, 2, 4, 6, 8 a year. So for this quarter, that's in March, April, May, June, July, August, and September, already have one for this quarter. So I was waiting for you to send the CD, but I've forgotten all about the change of that. But if you send two, three tags or whatever, however.
You won't get them because you've exceeded your limit. You must be getting too many cookies.
Too many cookies.
Yeah, your folks.
How did you know I got two cookies yesterday?
Yeah. All right, brother.
Okay, you got it. So, I mean, you okay now with the CD and all that stuff? As long as you're sending one pack and I'm getting the headphones and so forth like that. But now with the music... that'll probably have to come from somewhere, but they don't sell that music in a junk.
All right, so
that'll probably have to come at another time.
So we can send you one package.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we can do it, baby.
But it has to be from an approved.
Right, it has to be from that approved vendor. Okay.
Yes, sir, from right Yeah.
Okay, brother. God bless you.
Okay, God bless.
Praying for your deliverance. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. See? We get all the cookies so we can't get the good stuff we send him. How do you know? Well, I'm a man. Y'all, see, I'm honest, though. You all could learn stuff, too, if you would deal honestly. Speak the truth to your neighbor. And that means you speak the truth to yourself.
Amen.
The reason we don't speak the truth to our neighbor, we don't speak the truth to ourselves.
Amen.
See how the truth is?
Yes.
The truth is the truth. You can't use it in unrighteousness and it do you any good.
Amen.
Y'all know that's the truth?
Yes.
Yeah. God is true.
Yes.
He is the truth.
Yes,
he is. Why would you want to mishandle him?
Amen.
Y'all, he's the word.
Yes, he is.
Why would you not receive
Glory.
It?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
There are things that oppose it, you know.
You.
They're evil.
Yes.
Just understand that.
Yes, Lord.
When you have trouble with the truth, that you need to amend it or, you know, sort of adjust it a little bit, understand
Amen.
That's evil.
Amen.
You'll never get that done.
Amen. Beautiful.
Anytime you add or take away, it's just not the truth
Amen.
Anymore.
Hallelujah.
All right. Where's Brother Kirk? Did he go with Larry? Okay. Brother Edwards, you want to pray? Help him, Jesus. Hallelujah. All hearts and minds clear. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, well, first I just want to read this scripture. Here's the first time the word rejoiced is in the Bible. Exodus 18 and 9. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel.
Good reason.
Whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father God, we come before you today, Father God, to thank you. Thank you, Father God, for all the goodness that you have done to us, Israel.
Thank you, Lord.
You have delivered us out of the hand of the Egyptians, Lord. So for that reason, Father God, we should be thankful and we should rejoice that we are in this body and in this community amongst those that have like precious faith.
Hallelujah.
Now the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
After you've suffered a while, make you perfect. Strengthen, establish, settle you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whoa, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for this good word today. Again, Lord God, help us not to wrestle it to our own destruction, but to receive it as it is, the truth, and acknowledge it, Lord God. For we are wretched people.
Truth, Lord.
Not wanting any of your grace and goodness as men, but you wanting us to have it, you are long-suffering.
Truth, Lord.
So, Lord, I count this, your long suffering, as salvation. We count it as our salvation. Help us, Father God, to transfer that appreciation into how we behave and do amongst the brethren,
Amen.
How we serve the body of Christ.
Amen.
Father God, thank you so much this day for the opportunity, the blessing, the goodness, the mercy, the grace, the privilege, Lord God, and the birthright to serve you by serving the body of Christ. Help us to do it with our whole heart, with thanksgiving, Lord God, knowing that we are undeserving of this privilege. It's not a burden. It's a privilege and
Good
a blessing.
Lord.
So, Father God, thank you for it. Bless you for it.
Bless you, Lord.
We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for praying for us, Brother Edwin. All right. Does anyone need help with anything particular? All grapes, yeah. We got grapes to harvest. Anybody willing? Great. All right, saints. Lord bless you richly. Maranatha, Maranatha, Maranatha. The Lord is coming. Hallelujah.